You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, we spoke to Fiso John Fiso of the Pacific Cooperation Foundation. He is the... He has a long title. Originally a trustee of the foundation, is now the board chair and the acting chief executive. We spoke to... They put out a release discussing... urging the Pacific community within Aotearoa to make their voice count this election. So we decided to discuss what this election meant, whether it was any different in the eyes of the PCF for the Pacific community of Aotearoa, and what issues and how the referendums work out for the very typified Pacific voter base, albeit a very horrible generic term labeling a vast diversity of opinions, but we decided to talk about where that community sits within the political system. And we started by asking what this election meant in the eyes of the Pacific Cooperation Foundation for the Pacific community of Aotearoa.
Yes, well, I think it's it is, you're right, every election is special, but we need to make sure that the Pacific population, which is one of our fastest growing populations, one, in the first instance, exercise their vote and to make sure that they have a clear say in how their lives can be organised. And so we've got a whole lot of Pacific MPs that are in government currently, and we potentially could be losing advocates for Pacific and other parties if they don't get in. So under the MMP system, New Zealand First ensure that we got a Labor, Greens, New Zealand First party, but the polls are at the moment, we may lose those voices for Pacific in the minor parties. So we should have a think about not only the policies, but the sort of people who might be supporting Pacific initiatives and who are proactive and positive about Pacific Island development.
Do you think there are enough people supporting those initiatives currently in Parliament or standing for in the next election?
Well, I think it's there's not a lot of Pacific people who are supporting Pacific. I think the key is to figure out whether. What does that support actually translate into? So if you're talking about jobs, so how does the individual civic representatives enhance your ability to get jobs, your advancement in education? How does it improve your health outcomes? Because unfortunately the Pacific are at the bottom of a lot of statistics in health, education, wages, and recently COVID exposure. So that said, we have to look at what is the response of the individual representatives and parties to New Zealand in the first instance, but actually more specifically, what has been their response to Pacific? And that may give you some idea as to whether you feel happy with that or not.
Would you say ensuring the kind of active, I guess, representation and within Parliament, would you say that is the primary reason for engagement for Pacific people in this upcoming election, or would you say there are a few other things as well special about this election which should spur more engagement?
Well, I think it's an important election based on the fact that we have two referendums. Two which probably cut to the heart of what most Pacific Islanders would say is core values, euthanasia and marijuana referendum. So I think both of those, you would argue, would be topics of high interest for Pacific, mainly because of the impacts potentially on Pacific through legalisation of marijuana. And the fact that you will get a whole lot of potentially people getting access to that drug, and the other one is with a high proportion of Christians and faith-based individuals in Pacific communities, euthanasia referendum is another area that would a lot of Pacific people will measure their value system to the proposals. So I think for those that's important, but also, you know, Pacific people have been hit hardest in terms of job losses. They tend to be the lowest paid. And so in this COVID post environment, it's going to be very important as to which parties are going to give them the best hand up. But also you've got to look at who might not be there if certain parties aren't there. So Pacific people have to think, you know, more strategically about this election. Because traditionally we may have had an internal bias. And as we've seen under MMP, that bias might not necessarily hold us in the best stead. We should look at each individual party's policies, but also the people who are representing us in Parliament. So, and what is it that they are endorsing or supporting while they're in Parliament?
I've got carry on.
Well, I think the other thing I'll mention is that, you know, advocacy is a key role for us. And I'm not talking about when Pacific MPs talk about New Zealand generally. I'm talking about, you know, when Pacific MPs and other MPs talk specifically about the Pacific issues and what are the resources and programs that they run for Pacific. And we have to scrutinise those and look at those and say whether they're actually benefiting us or could it be done in a different way.
When you talk about voices, especially in the minor parties, that we could be losing or that Pacific peoples rather could be losing, are there any particular voices that you would like to say have done large amounts of active work for your community that you would like to see continued in?
Primarily, I think the measurement should be for Pacific peoples. They are part of the New Zealand community. Many are New Zealanders, as of right, whether it's through rum countries or whether it's because they're born here, and most of the people were raised and born here, 5% of them. So they're actually New Zealanders. But you can see that we needed targeted policies and approaches to Pacific for some of the generic difficulties that generally seem to exist for Pacific peoples, like their health. We have the lowest health outcomes, so we need not just to have a general policy, but a specific targeted policy for Pacific for health. The same with jobs, because if you look at the average wage of a Pacific person in New Zealand, it's the lowest across the board. So, you know, if they're also losing the highest percentage of job losses and redundancies, then that's a double whammy. So what specifically are you doing for Pacific workers? You know, because I think we're heavily hit in those areas. And, you know, the other thing is, in terms of education, okay, there's a huge amount of initiatives around apprenticeships and things like that, but, you know, is that where our aspirations for Pacific are? And sure, it might be fixing a short-term labour market shortage, but is that something that Pacific people want to be doing right across the board for the long term? And look, I don't have an answer for that, but I think that's what we should be thinking about. I know that Māori are also saying at the moment that maybe going into apprenticeships is one thing if you're really passionate about it, but they want to have their people involved in higher paid and other types of occupations, science, technology, engineering and so forth. And so is that somewhere that we should be aspirational about rather than it being seen as Māori and Pacific going into these trade trainings and that will fix some of our labour market shortage requirements.
As you mentioned the referendums earlier, do you think, or do you see the actual legislations at the ends of those referendums as being suited or in unison with, this is a horrible term, Pacific values, because obviously there's a huge diversity views within there?
Well, I think if you take an overview of where Pacific sit, they generally are faith-based. And to be fair, they've got a fairly conservative view on some issues. And so the euthanasia one is one which I think will be decisions that a lot of Pacific should think about. in terms of where they align with that. And so the other one is purely around access and opportunity. I mean, if you're going to legalise marijuana, I think that's another one where Pacific families with conservative traditional values may have to have a closer think about that one as well. But I think when you're on the outset, you would actually argue that both of those referendums are key issues for Pacific families because of where they generally sit on when they, as being conservatives, traditional, church-going, and they know maybe that if it's legalised marijuana, is that going to be good or bad for them? And so I think that's different from voting for an actual party. It's more about how does that fit with their personal value system. Pacific should advocate more to see where the resources are going. We've got a finite set of resources, financial, people, and environment. And so, you know, I think Pacific needs to ensure that the resource allocation goes to one, need, and two, it's equitably distributed right across all the sectors, health, jobs, housing, and education.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.